Chapter 7. Orkwil Prink spent his first night away from Redwall beneath an overhang of bushes on a ditch side. It was the first time since his infancy that he had not slept in the abbey. The young hedgehog's former joyous mood deserted him as soon as night descended. He found himself flinching whenever anything moved in the breeze. Imaginary shapes in the darkness frightened him. Even the nocturnal woodland sounds sent a shudder through Orkwil. Miserably, he crept along the northern path. Then he tripped and fell into the ditch. Luckily, there was very little water in it, but there was quite a bit of mud. Panicked, he floundered about, sloshing through the malodorous mire, bush fronds dangling down, tangled into his head spikes. Orkwil gurgled in terror. Had some hideous beast of prey caught him? He struggled to free himself, then realised it was merely an overhanging bush. Sobbing with relief, Orkwil hauled himself up the ditch side and found shelter amid the dense vegetation. Perching between two thick branches and plastered with smelly mud, he wished fervently to be back safe inside Redwall. But alas, that would not be possible for a full season. He wiped away a muddy tear, thinking,
"That's if I live that long."
Oh, for the dear old abbey, laughing and joking with friends by the fireside in Cavern Hole. A delicious supper, maybe hot soup and toasted muffins. Then up to the dormitory in his little truckle bed for a peaceful night's sleep between lavender-scented quilts with a soft pillow for his head. Orkwil licked at his salt tears, then spat away the mud. Here he was, through no fault of his own. None of that lot back there understood him, mouldy old elders. Trouble with them was that none of them could take a little joke. They all got the stuff back, didn't they? Well, nearly all. Still, that was no reason to turn a harmless little hog out into the wilds. It was their fault he was stuck in a ditch covered with sludge. Orkwil managed to extract a plain oat scone from his bundle. He gnawed at it, thinking up recriminations to heap upon his tormentors' heads. Suppose he got trapped here and couldn't get out, what then, eh? A huge storm might come, with torrents of rain, and the ditch would fill up into a raging river to wash him away and drown him in the process. Probably Grandspike Nibbler would find his young battered body when she was out gathering watercress. Orkwil pictured the scene, his limp carcass being carried back to Redwall on a stretcher, strewn with woodland blossoms. The Dibbons howling with grief, and the elders having to accept the blame for their harsh sentence. Ha! They'd be sorry then, especially that Marja Dubbage and Fen Bluepaw, seeing as it was they who started all his misfortunes. Father Abbot Dorcas would shake his head sadly and say that no young beast would ever be banished for a full season again. Redwallers had learned a stark lesson from young Orkwil Prink, a good little creature, cut off in his tender seasons. Orkwil finished his plain oat scone, feeling very self-righteous. At least he had done something good for all the other young Redwallers, saved them from such harsh punishments in the seasons to come. Well, of course he had. He wagered they would probably raise a memorial over his grave in the abbey grounds. Aye, and hold an Orkwil Prink Remembrance Day once every summer. At this point, Orkwil could not hold himself back from shouting aloud.
"And that'll teach you all a lesson, won't it?"
His cry disturbed two blackbirds that were nesting in the bush, which shook as they fluttered off. What was that? Orkwil wondered. He crouched there, shivering, until he fell into weary sleep, clinging to the branches.